A day at the creek is on this weekend at Mole Creek, and normally it's just a big day from about 10 in the morning till midnight, but it's going to be spread over 2 days this year, and also to help with COVID crowd control and things like that as well. And on the Saturday, day one, Tasmania's own Wolf Brothers are headlining the bill, and Tom Wolf joins me now. Good afternoon, Tom.
Good day, mate. How are you going?
Good. Nice to catch up with you again. Last time I saw you was at Simmons Plains, and you'd grown a COVID beard like everybody else, and I nearly didn't recognise you.
No, I had a COVID beard, I had a COVID mullet. It was good. And look, it was a wonderful day, actually. It was nice to play the anthem there and also just see people out in a crowd enjoying themselves and safely. It was, really, really wonderful.
Yeah, I've never seen you at a motor racing event before, so I'm tipping you don't follow it all that much, but it was the first motorsport event for a long, long time where a crowd was actually able to attend. It was a fantastic weekend.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah, look, I don't, honestly, not enough. I have some mates who are really into it, and I will tag along to events with them if I have time. But, you know, I spent most of my weekends on the road. Well, I used to spend most of my weekends on the road. So,
yes.
We really enjoyed the day, though, and wonderful to be there. And seeing our anthem was really special.
Yeah, for people who don't know what we're talking about, you got to sing the anthem to actually the Australian National Anthem to open the whole deal on about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, which is weird because...
normally, we didn't realise it was going on TV, but that was happening too, so... I would have worn a nicer shirt if I'd known that.
Yeah, and probably had a shave as well, I reckon. It was good exposure for you, though. I'll bet you're looking forward to this weekend because it'd be a little while since you've done a live gig, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it has. I really am, mate. It's nice. It's sort of the start for us of getting back into it. We do this weekend and then we fly out to Queensland and then there's a few sort of gigs happening each weekend. So this is sort of the start of gigs coming back, which is really encouraging and... it feels really great to just be getting the band back together.
Nice that you're able to do that starting off in Tasmania.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. And we've spent... Actually, it just about works out to be a year to the day and since we came home for COVID and now we're going out again. It's been pretty much a year.
We've spoken before on how tough it's been, but you did say you were using it to do a little bit of time with writing and things like that, and obviously a lot of jobs on the farm that probably got put aside for a while got done during the shutdown as well, I reckon.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, mate. Look, there's plenty to do down here, so if you've got a spare weekend, come on now. But, it's been wonderful, mate, and, we've got a little baby on the way coming in May, so, life hasn't slowed down at all, for sure, that's for sure.
Have you been to the day at the creek before? In earlier days, as a punter on the hill, or is it...
We played there, I believe it was 2014.
Right.
And then we played there again in 2015. We played the year after again, I think. So, yeah, it's been about 5 or 6 years since we have been there, so really excited to come back. It's a great day. They do it so well there, and it's just a celebration of music, good times and good people.
Yeah, it is. It's a wonderful day. And when you go to these types of festivals where there's multi-acts, do you arrive early and have a look at who else is on, or do you hang around afterwards and just enjoy the music as well?
Quite often we do. Quite often we'll get in there first, actually, and do a sound check for everyone and get comfy, you know. If we're the headliner, we want to make sure we do the absolute best we can. And I enjoy the atmosphere, getting in there, having a listen to everybody and just sort of soaking it up and feeling what everyone else is feeling, you know. That's a really fun part of the show.
Yeah, I think as a headliner on day one, you're probably the last act, so you won't get to hear anyone after, but I'm sure you'll work up the thirst doing it.
I reckon I will.
and the pub's nice and close and handy as well.
Yeah, exactly. I'll probably stumble home from there.
Yeah. Doug tells us that ticket sales have been going pretty good, actually, so expecting a decent crowd on both days. Tom, nice to catch up with you again. I'm glad to hear that you're out actually working again and you've got some gigs coming up. It's because we know how hard the performing arts sector has been hit during the pandemic, and I wish you and the boys the best of luck for this year.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for support, and we'll see everyone at Mole Creek on the weekend. Let's party.
Good on you. We'll catch up again soon.
Cheers. Thanks, mate.
Okay, good on you. Tom Wolfe from the Wolfe Brothers. They are the headline act on the first day at Day at the Creek. And like I said, according to Doug from the hotel, the tickets are selling fast, so you need to hop online. It's got its own website, dayatthecreek.com.au, and you can get your tickets. If you're keen enough, you can go back on Sunday as well. James Blundell is also on the bill, and he's performing both days. But other than that, it's a different program each day. I'm sure you'll have a great time this weekend.